Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? I got to say that a couple of times so people really understand. When they tell you that we're anti-government, they lie. We're the most proper rule of constitutional pro-government we can get. But rogue agents have got to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You got to remember who's who, don't you? Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Our guest now, Weston Martinez, WestonForTexas.com. He helped expose the Round Rock incident that we talked about with Sheriff Bob Songer yesterday on the broadcast and that I highlighted the day before as well. Literally the government coming after American parents for saying, you know what, we don't like what you're teaching our kids in the government schools. It's an epic battle. The FBI is even involved. So Sheriff Bob Songer wrote an incredible letter to Merrick Garland, Attorney General, and said, you know what, I won't be complying in my county with this. This is wrong. Parents have a right, and you've got to stop. And you're not welcome in my county. Incredible letter by Sheriff, a current sitting Sheriff Bob Songer in Washington, in the state of Washington right now. So that's tremendous. Tremendous work by Sheriff Bob Songer. And we covered that because it was critical. It was a good job. But Weston Martinez is one of the people that helped break the story, ladies and gentlemen. And Weston Martinez is also the gentleman who is running for office in Texas. He wants to be the land commissioner. And if there's one position that I believe is critical, it's being the land commissioner. Because you can make such a difference there, ladies and gentlemen. Such a difference if you're in one of those positions. Because it's not, compared to other positions, it's not highly political. But yet the solutions that you can provide, the stability and steadiness and the protection of private property that you can be involved in as a land commissioner is incredible. Weston's also the executive pastor of his church in San Antonio, Texas. Not to mention the reference point that I made about him running to be the land commissioner in Texas. Weston, you with us? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, my friend. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to jump on the radio with us.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, I got a face for radio, so it works out great for everybody.
Tell us a little bit about you, Weston, where you grew up. Give us a little sketch on who you are, sir.
I mean, I'm multi-generation Texan, went to college on a bull riding scholarship. I married my wife, and after we graduated from college, we have five children. And serve as executive pastor of my church here in San Antonio. And I've been fighting liberals as long as I've been alive here in the home of the Alamo. And I'll tell you what, the liberals are afraid of people like me and people like you because we're armed with the truth and we're not afraid to use it. And we know that if we return to a constitutional and biblical worldview in everything that we do, that our government will take the right place that it has, and that is under the authority of God Almighty.
Amen to that, sir. So I got a question for you. What's harder, to ride bulls or fight the out of control rogue agents in government?
You know, the good thing is that when you're riding bulls, it actually prepares you for serving in political office because you know which end of the cow, you know, everything's supposed to come out of, or which end of the bull it's supposed to come out of. So when you see the opposite with politicians, you know what, something's wrong.
You're also always on guard for the unexpected, right?
You are. You expect the unexpected. You take it jump for jump. You know, here in San Antonio, I'd let people know it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. because, you know, we've got the liberal Castro brothers down here. I started the recall election on him when he was mayor, when he tried to put the bathroom bill here in San Antonio, and also created a bill in Texas that made human trafficking a death penalty eligible offense, and another one that made voter fraud a felony in Texas. And I did that about 8 years ago, and I was never a legislator. I just realized how the lobbyists were doing it, and I went and did it for free for, you know, the conservative values. And I can tell you disgustingly that both of those bills made it all the way through and died at the last reading and didn't get signed into law. And when that happened, I realized that Republicans and Democrats were playing footsies under the table. And so what I've now started to tell people is that we still have a two-party system, but it's just patriots and traitors. That's really what it boils down to. From the national level all the way down to the school board, you either have a patriot or a traitor, and it's time for us to take our country back. This is how we do it. The other thing that I'll tell you is that I work with Project Veritas. You might know a guy over there by the name of James O'Keefe.
And, yes, of course.
We worked with him. Yeah, of course you did. We worked with him to get a lady arrested for voter fraud here in Texas that made national news. And her crew, unsophisticatedly, impacted about 400,000 votes across the state of Texas. And I had been fighting voter fraud as long as I found out about it, so over a decade. And it started off where they brought me a stack of absentee ballots, and they all had the same return address, and that was a cemetery on the south side of San Antonio that the Democrat operative was given control over by the Democrat county commissioners. So when we tell you that there's, you know, that there's things that are going wrong and things that we're doing, we absolutely all have to get involved and all be part of the solution. So, you know, I'm just a simple guy. I take it jump for jump, like you said. And, you know, I know what right is. I know what wrong is. And I just strive to do that. And I know you mentioned about land commissioner. You know, from this position, we can actually help secure the border, build the wall. And God gave me a great idea, and that's to take the Rio Grande River, fill it up like the Mississippi, make it like the Panama Canal, make it navigable, and turn all those international bridges into vessel ports, which will increase our economy exponentially. And it'll stop people crossing over for human trafficking, because when the water's high, they don't swim across. So there's lots
there you
of
have it, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do you have a guy running for office who wants to make a difference, who understands and respects private property rights, but a man who has solutions to bring to the table right out of the gate, not afraid to articulate them, not afraid to stand on the reality check of vote fraud, which we all know is true. A guy who worked with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas to truly expose fraud everywhere it's found. And, you know, it reminds me when you mentioned how the Republicans and, you know, the bill moved forward, and all of a sudden it just got stopped at the end. It reminds me of Ted Nugent's song, Got a Stranglehold.
You know, Ted Nugent is my friend, the Ag Commissioner, Sid Miller, here in Texas. He's also one of the main conservatives endorsing for this race. Ted Nugent is his treasurer for his political campaign.
Understood. Phenomenal people working together. Ted's been on this radio program plenty of times as well. A dear friend, think the world of him, and I'm grateful that he's got the guts to stand up. Very few do. But you and Sid and James O'Keefe and all these people doing a great, great job. And I really want to take this topic on, and then we'll get into your land commissioner stuff a little bit more and what people could do to help you in your campaign.
We don't even have to talk about land commissioner. I'll just give you a little background on me.
We got to talk about that a little bit. We'll do it. Just hang tight. So Weston Martinez with me, ladies and gentlemen, in Texas. And what happened was the school boards are starting to heat up because Americans are starting to realize that, hey, in your government schools, you've got them teaching all kinds of perverted sexual stuff. You've got them teaching critical race theory, which is if you're white, you're a racist. If you're not white, you're a victim, and there's no way to ever change that caste system, and everything must be viewed through that lens. It's an absolute lie, straight from the pit of hell, but yet they're teaching it, and parents are getting wind of it and getting livid, going, you know what? Not on my watch. So parents are going down to the school board meetings, but you know what? We never expected the school boards, in bed with the National Education Associations and everybody else, all these different organizations they belong to literally run straight to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, straight to the FBI and the Justice Department, and literally sick these unconstitutional government agencies on the American people, on the parents that are just simply trying to rein in what they believe to be wrongheaded teaching and abuse of the system. And now it's gone to critical mass beyond our wildest imaginations. Right? That's what's really happened, folks. Well, Weston Martinez is one of the people who's kind of got his finger on the pulse of this and how extreme it's become in Texas. Do you want to give us the background on that, Weston?
Well, you teed it up absolutely perfectly, Sam, and that's why I know people really like watching this program and listening to you, because you really get to the heart of the issue, and you're not about treating symptoms, you're about treating the root cause. And what we have here is exactly that. We have school boards gone rogue, and we have a gentleman, several people, that basically knew that we had a superintendent that was coming in, and they were letting people know that the superintendent had done some things in the previous school district he was in, about a couple hundred miles away here from where he's at in Texas. And they were simply bringing up those issues before the body as they were hiring the individual. Well, in the process of that, they wouldn't let the individual speak Jeremy's story. And so they, are we at commercial break?
Yes, sir. Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Right back on your radio in seconds with Weston Martinez. WestonForTexas.com to learn more about him and what he's doing. For now, we're talking about how out of control, all the way from your local level, all the way to the FBI and the Justice Department, really is. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Weston Martinez. And Weston is the executive pastor at his church in San Antonio, Texas, as well as running for the office of land commissioner in Texas, westonfortexas.com. But armed agents, ladies and gentlemen, in a Texas school district in Round Rock, Texas, literally arrest concerned parents in their own homes. Jeremy Story, I guess, got arrested and is forcibly removed by cops from one of these meetings, etc. I mean, this is out of control. The sheriff involved, it's out of control. But Weston helped expose what's going on in Round Rock, Texas, the incident where parents were arrested pursuant to a questionable warrant that the sheriff decided to execute and arrest these parents. Weston, this is out of control crazy.
It's out of control crazy. And look, let me tell you, when you realize what really went down, like you're unpacking it for your people today. If you're driving somewhere, whether you're in Pennsylvania, you know, or Padoka, South Dakota, or in Los Angeles, California, let me tell you, this gentleman is a father of seven. He's a pastor. He's on the national board of the National Day of Prayer. He's a very calm, proper, polite, gentle soul. And he was addressing these people with kindness, with dignity. And as soon as he mentioned one thing about the superintendent, they had the police officers drag him out and remove him. And then 30 days later, they send a sheriff to knock on his door to pick him up and take him to jail. And they even tell his son, his 18-year-old son who was at the home, that if you don't bring your father out, we're going to arrest you for aiding and abetting. I mean, folks, these people are so wildly out of control. And then not only did they do that, but two of the school board members stood up and said, hey, what's going on here is wrong. We're not going to stand for this. Those two school board members walked out of a meeting, breaking quorum. And the other school board members, the following meeting, went in and actually passed a tax increase without a quorum in place because they knew that the radicalized agenda of how they were trying to, with masks and everything like that, caused them to lose almost $30 million in revenue. And they knew that if they didn't vote to pass that tax increase at that board meeting, they would lose the opportunity to get that on the ballot. So in your brain, you got a father trying to address a superintendent's issues that he has legally, and then you've got a school board and administration trying to hush that, silence that so far, and in their silencing, they even overstepped their bounds to go in and pass a debt increase on the school district, on you, the citizen, the taxpayer, while they don't even have a quorum. And just so we can get it all out in the open, the superintendent had an affair with one of the principals. That lady said that she was going to have the baby. That superintendent threatened her, said, you better go get an abortion. She said, no, I'm not. And he said, if you don't get an abortion, I'm going to come over and take care of that baby. So, folks, it is absolutely wrought with all kinds of problems. And this is why you need to listen to people like Sam and his program so that we can equip you on how you can actually help take back your school districts, how you can actually look at the issues at hand. It's not complex. Once you realize how to dissect what they're doing, whether it's a bill at the state legislature or at the federal level or just a school board initiative, you have to be on red alert at all times. And that's part of what we're doing in this process is we're helping to educate people how they can take back their school boards and how they can throw these bums out, because they are teaching radical education in a lot of ways. In Texas, Sam, we just had a new curriculum that was voted on by the state of Texas. None of the 1,200 school districts in Texas are required to even buy the book that the state bought or that the state recommended. But in that curriculum, it has links in there in the health curriculum for middle schoolers for dating sites. So if you're a sixth grader out on the town and you need to look for a companion, you can click a link here to go find a date.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, this is what I say. These people are teaching these sexual deviant behaviors with our tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. And when Americans, when good, honest Christian Americans try to stop it, they literally call out the dogs. Who let the dogs out is kind of the question on this, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen, Williamson County and Travis County are the two counties that Round Rock is in. Which county were these, which sheriff, I guess, or which jurisdiction did this occur in?
So the sheriff from Williamson County, his department is the one that executed the request. And so here's the way it works. the police from the school district sent a request to the county sheriff to arrest this person. And so for most people out there, think of it like, hey, you're executing a warrant on our behalf. I'm just trying to use some words that people are more familiar with. But the school district, all your school districts, I don't care what state you're in, your school district has arresting authority. Some of them have the ability to actually do a little more, so you need to look and see what the rules are for your school district. But the Williamson County Sheriff went and executed. Now, that sheriff is basically taking the position, hey, we were just told to go execute this. We really didn't bother to ask why. And that's where a good friend of ours, Sam, Sheriff Matt, comes into play. You know, we brought Sheriff Matt into Round Rock and Williamson County, and we brought him in for a briefing. We're going to bring him back to actually educate the police officers on what their constitutional obligation is. And this is where we start getting to the solution. You know, there's very few things that the Bible, that the Constitution and the Bible cannot be absolutely used as the absolute authority. And of course, the Bible can be used as absolute authority on everything. But the constitutionality of a sheriff's position, that sheriff, if they would have looked at it, they could have said, no, we're not going to execute this. And, you know, you should have done your job. So there, and that sheriff of Williamson County, I will tell you, he did have somebody come to that briefing, and he said that he didn't think he was invited to this meeting and that he would be glad to come to one. So I publicly told all those folks, I said, well, we're very excited to hear that he is willing to be part of this. And when we bring Sheriff Mack back for a constitutional training there in Central Texas, that I would pay for the sheriff of Williamson County to come and get the briefing. And as you know, Sam, for these sheriffs, they have to get continuing education as part of their annual review. So what better for them to learn than to learn the constitutionality in today's hostile environment and be refreshed on how they actually should and can execute their constitutional authority as a sheriff. So if you're listening across the country today or another, and reach out to Sam, because he is a part of Sheriff Mack's organization and has been friends with him for a long time, and they can schedule a briefing in your area to help teach your law enforcement how to be constitutionally correct sheriff. Because when it comes down to it, Pelosi and Biden, they don't want to just take your guns. They want to take your keys. They want to take your refrigerator. They want to take your milk. They want to take your toilet paper. And we have to have a society rise up and be the revival that it's supposed to be so that we can take these leftists and run them out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand this. This is serious. And I hate to borrow Barack Obama's words, but when he says we can train all across the country with a CSPOA, my response is, yes, we can. But CSPOA.org, ladies and gentlemen, is the website for that. Now, let me be very clear about this. How long do you have for me, Weston? Can you stay a little longer?
Yeah, no, I booked out the time we're at now. I'm having so much fun, I don't even know what time it is.
All right, stay there, my friend. Stay there. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. But I want to talk about Weston helping to expose this Round Rock, Texas incident. I want to know if the sheriff, Mike Gleason, did this with malice, because he's part of the corruption. As far as I understand, he's a new sheriff. He might just not really understand the landscape, and he might have got caught in a quagmire. And we're going to dig into that. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. The battle lines are clear. On one side, what you have is the Biden administration, public school bureaucrats, and unconstitutional armed thugs or agents. On the other, parents and families, ladies and gentlemen, who oppose school closures, mask mandates, critical race theory, perverted sex being taught in their schools, and more. That's where the battle lines are. Weston Martinez with us. We will continue in seconds. WestonForTexas.com.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
South Dakota is moving forward with infrastructure projects and state employee raises.
Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem laid out a plan on Tuesday to spend an unprecedented amount of money in raises for state employees, teachers, and health care providers, as well as shore up infrastructure projects. South Dakota is receiving billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. Noem also recommended saving 14% of budget reserves. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, has decided not to cooperate with the Congressional Committee investigating January 6th. The panel said Tuesday it is prepared to pursue contempt charges against him. Democrat Bernie Thompson, chairman of the House of Representatives Select Committee, said in a statement that the panel would take action if Meadows fails to show up for a deposition scheduled for Wednesday. For more information, join us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Weston Martinez doing a phenomenal job. He's an executive pastor at his church. He's running for land commissioner in the great state of Texas. WestonForTexas.com to learn more about that. Government schools have flat out declared war on American parents, ladies and gentlemen, all over the place. And Weston and others have exposed the abuse. They've been on the front lines as police literally arrest and haul people off right out of school board meetings that are supposed to be open to the public. Then they go to these homes and arrest them. The sheriff, sadly, complicit in this, literally carrying this forward. It's a shame. Mike Gleason, Williamson County, doing this. It's a shame. It's like, what on earth? This is beyond what you could ever believe, ladies and gentlemen. But I think COVID somehow has taken the gloves off. They used to do what they'd do kind of in stealth, in secret, behind the scenes. They'd tell you one thing to your face, and then behind the scenes, they'd betray you behind your back. That's what the swamp used to do from top to bottom. But you know what they're doing now? It's in your face. They're literally using police power to flat out silence, intimidate, arrest, harass parents who literally are just trying to hold those who they've elected accountable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. And I want to know about this Williamson County Sheriff Mike Gleason. He's a fairly new sheriff. So I'm going to give him a little bit of maybe he doesn't know. Is that possible? Or is he flat out part of the corruption? Weston?
the jury's out because, again, he sent somebody to a Sheriff Mac meeting that I hosted in Williamson County, and the message was he didn't think he was invited and that he would be willing to attend a briefing and a training when we had one there in his area. So I think that the sheriff has realized that no matter what took place, he's bit off more than he can chew. And I think that he realizes there's still an opportunity for him to make things right. So you see, the other part that's really interesting is at the time that these two men were taken into custody, both at their homes within 10 minutes apart on the same day on a Friday afternoon. And the reason why they did that is because there's no magistrate judge to basically let them post bond and walk out. So they had to spend the night in the jail no matter what. And side note, what Satan means for bad, God turns to good. Jeremy Story, one of the two men that was arrested that same night, actually they put him into solitary, they put him in the tank with all the drunks and said that he and the other gentleman that was arrested couldn't be talking to each other. So while he was in there, the Lord has him start sharing with some of the people, and some of the people ask him, hey, would you pray for me? And so lead the person to Christ and prays for four or five people that are in the tank drunk, and they start crying and getting their heart right with God and start talking about peace and freedom and how they haven't felt that much peace. And all in the while of being obviously taken into custody wrongfully. But with the sheriff, they now are at a place where when they took these guys into custody, they actually had a rule in place that said no low-level arrests would be processed at the jail because of COVID. But guess what they did, Sam? They made an exception for these two guys.
Yeah, because these here high level. When you attack that special privilege secret guy, hey, you know, it's high level now, buddy.
Domestic terrorists. We're all domestic terrorists now, right?
The American people taking back their country. That's high level, sir.
Exactly. And so they actually, somebody, I hate to sound like Ilhan Omar, but some people, somebody had to make an exception for these guys to even get processed because here is the charge. They were charged with a Class A misdemeanor of disrupting an official proceeding, which is a real law, and usually it would be used if somebody was in a courtroom and, you know, the judge ruled them out of order and they wouldn't be quiet. It allows the judge to maintain control of his courtroom, is really what that law is about. But that is the high crime that they spent our tax dollars to go send four police cars to go and arrest these guys on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That was the charge. And that was what they went against all their protocols to get these guys in custody.
So Weston, I want to dig in a little bit. Say that charge again, because I want to kind of discuss what the heck that means for a second.
So it was a Class A misdemeanor of interrupting an official proceeding. Disruption, disorderly conduct of an official proceeding is the actual wording. Disorderly conduct of an official proceeding.
And I guess my question would be then, and the sheriff, in my opinion, has an obligation to review this. If the charge is disorderly conduct, before we go ahead and let that charge stick and arrest someone, the probable cause would say, what was the action that was disorderly?
Well, and that's where a constitutional sheriff that has gone through Sheriff Mac's training at CSPOA, his brain is going to do that. Someone else that is either untrained or just doesn't care, they're going to get alligator arms and they're going to say, hey, that's not my job. My job is to process the paper in front of me. It's somebody else's job to figure out if it was right or wrong. And that is foundationally what is wrong with our country. We got people that are just reading 72 characters or less And if it's not a headline on Twitter or Facebook or this new platform called Enos, then they're not going to go in there and actually read what's taking place. And that is the big problem.
In my opinion, though, that's a fundamental obligation, though, because one of the things the sheriff, the chief executive of the county needs to do is say, hey, I appreciate that you guys have a warrant here, but I'm going to make sure that you have your ducks in a row with your warrant. I'm going to make sure that this is legitimate. And I'm saying at this point, I want to know what act, what specific thing was disorderly. And then the next question that I would ask Weston would be this. If it was disorderly for Jeremy or some of these other parents, what about locking him out of and or dragging him out of a meeting without just cause and using, quote, police powers at the school level? Would that be disorderly conduct as well? And if so, fine, arrest Jeremy, but you got to arrest them all, sir.
Sam, you are now thinking like the treasonous founding fathers that wrote the document of the Constitution. Congratulations.
Yeah, so what gives, though? I mean, at some point, though, we got to ask the sheriff this, and we got to really dig in, right?
Right. Yep, and that's exactly right, because several things legislatively. Everybody that's listening to this program, go check your state. You can message me on social media, and I'll be glad to give you some guidance, but go check your state and see if you can recall school boards in your state. In Texas, we have no recallability of these school districts, and that allows them and their police having that arrest authority. You know, we need to really go back and readdress that. Should they, how can they, and when can they have that arrest authority? Because in sometimes, in certain cases, it certainly makes sense.
But here's, sorry to interrupt, Weston, but here's what I want to say, though. Yes. This, if you arrest one parent, but not the other people that are just as hostile or just even maybe more so aggressive, then what you've got is a selective enforcement discussion on your hands, which has serious implications.
Well, and it is. And you also have political, you also have public oppression by an elected official. And so it's a slippery slope. And you're right. They would have to arrest everybody if they applied that standard. And that's what makes this very Gestapo-ish, is that they're selecting when and when not to apply the standard. And so much so that the other gentleman that was arrested, a veteran, again, another radical, conservative, calm, docile, polite, professional man, they would only let 18 people be in a room that held about 350 people, and they spaced out chairs, and they only put 18 chairs in there. And they said, you couldn't be in the room unless you're in one of their chairs. And here's this guy, I think he was an Army Ranger. He brings his own chair to sit in, and then they tell him, sir, you cannot stay in this room unless you sit in this chair. And I was with him on Saturday night. We were raising money for the legal fund. And he said, I think to myself, the gentleman's name is Dustin Clark. Dustin says, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I have to sit in the government chair that the government put out.
Yes, sir. But we're relegated, Weston, to BYOC in Texas these days. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
For decades, leftist, liberal, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, my body, my choice, in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming my body, my choice for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about my body, my choice. They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weston Martinez in Texas and the attorney commissioner, Sid Miller, both of them held a social media live stream recording on the arrest of these parents, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. It's very serious. We're talking about the Texas Attorney General Commissioner, Sid Miller, literally involved in this, going, you know what? This is out of control. And they're using police powers against we, the people, and it's got to stop. Thus, as I mentioned at the start of the hour, you're having sheriffs now starting to write letters saying this is not going to happen in my constitutional county. You've got other sheriffs literally doubling down and enabling these, quote, unconstitutional police powers to be used. And it's not just on your local level. It's all the way up to the FBI and to the Justice Department, ladies and gentlemen. And at first, we used to think the federal government was just out of control. By golly, if we could just bring back things to the states, would be okay. We're learning very rapidly as they show their evil hand of immorality, as they show their evil hand of force against the people. We're finding out, hey, your local people will not be the ones to save you. It's the patriots against the deep swamp criminals is what it really is, Weston.
And that's why I said there's only two parties in the United States of America these days, and quite honestly, around the world. You're either a patriot or you're a traitor. And that's the phrase that I've coined, and that is absolutely what it is. You take that and you apply that to anybody that's serving in office or that wants to serve. And that's true. And you need to, anybody that wants your vote, you better ask them, what have you been doing before today? Because hell has been freezing over and people have been walking across it. And a lot of people have sat by and not done anything to help stop the atrocities that have taken place. We're not that far away from being put into cattle cars and pushed down a rail line somewhere only to let us know that it's the end of our demise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. What do you expect to happen as this continues to unfold, Weston?
Well, these two gentlemen, Dustin Clark and Jeremy Story, and myself, we are committed to taking this thing all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, so that we can codify in law that these people, what they have done is unconstitutional and what they have done is wrong, and we want to have this case law done so that any other parent that sees something like this realizes that it can't be done, and we will now have additional ammunition to stop them. But, you know, look, Sam, your viewers, your listeners know that laws and papers, you know, the bad guys never follow the laws and never follow the papers. So we have to be vigilant. Let me tell you a little secret. Redistricting is going on across America. Every time there's a census, there's redistricting. And when that happens, at the lowest political level, the precinct chair in your area, they're going to be redistricted and they're going to have to run in a new area. So there's opportunities. If you have a precinct chair that is either bad or not doing their job, you can file to run as precinct chair, and you probably got a 60% chance of winning, because, and that is something that you can do. And a school board race, is approximately, in most states, a school board race is 5 to 10 precincts at best. And so think about it in neighborhoods. 5 neighborhoods versus 10 neighborhoods is a school board race. A city council race is usually 30 to 40 neighborhoods. And then a state rep race is usually 60 to 100 neighborhoods. And until you get all the way up to, you know, your senator and your federal races. So there's an opportunity right now with what's going on for us to actually take back the system and stop these rogue school board members from going further off the rails.
You know, there is one clear way to stop them, Weston, that I think is really important here. And this is, why don't they just all yank their kids out of school and say, your school board's defunct. It's gone. Next.
Well, and so let me tell you, that is a great idea. And I was actually a private school board president previously. And I retired from Southwestern Bell AT&T, by the way, also. And I have a oil and gas and real estate background. But that being said, we have to take back over our schools, because if we don't, then they'll just abuse it even further. Curriculum is passed in the state of Texas. That curriculum, the books that the teachers use inside of their school, is only required to have 60% of the content that was legally required. Now, I know I went to college on a bull riding scholarship, but I still know that 60 is a failing grade. So they are trying to do that so that they can go in there and buy a book that has the rest of the book that is in confliction with that 60% required. So we have to get involved because they're going to go in and continue to use our tax dollars against us. And so we support homeschooling. We support vouchers. I figured out some ways that through this Office of Land Commissioner that we can be more friendly in those areas. And I think that people need to realize these school districts are out of control, and we do have to take them over.
They are. And one of the reasons that this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, I ask the question because it's really the first question that comes to mind. Just get your kids out of the school, and if enough did it, the school would shut down and there would be no school board. But here's what they'll do next. They'll use their tyrannical powers now to attack your private school and your homeschool, and they'll make it pure hell for you to even exist. This is not going away, and this is not an easy fix. It is a fix that only our greater numbers and educated people together can solve. Weston?
Well, if Christians and patriots got together, we could recall every elected official and put new people in their place in every level of government where it's legally possible in about 6 months, no matter where you're at. Think about that. You might live under the oppression of a city council member, a school board member, a state board of education member, a state representative. Almost all of them have some ability to recall that individual. And why do I say we could get it done in 6 months? Churches across America, only half the people are registered to vote. And of those half that are registered to vote, only half of them are even voting what we would say is a biblical constitutional worldview. So we have to get involved and get engaged. We can no longer take the approach that if we withdraw, that our absence from the conversation will be our voice. No, ladies and gentlemen, they will take and they will put the words in your mouth, and they will say that you were the one that said those words yourself. So you're right, Sam. The only way to take it back is to engage and take it back, because they will weaponize it against us, and they will weaponize it in ways that we will never think of. I mean, would you ever think, Sam, that a school board, that a school district would have a link to a dating site and curriculum for a middle school kid?
I would, only because I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host and I've watched this stuff for more than 25 years. But the average American wouldn't, for sure. And most importantly, the other thing that you wouldn't realize is these local school boards literally have armed police powers. What on earth is a school district doing with that? And then they also have ties all the way up to the Justice Department and the FBI. Did you know that? These are the shocking details, in my opinion, that are relevant right now, sir.
Well, and let me tell you one other thing related to school boards and on this topic that we're talking about. Everybody, all your listeners have heard about Instagram and Facebook and how they basically were mining our data and spying on us to promote things that they had for sale, right? I think everybody's clear on that. Well, these curriculums that are coming out, they're letting these kids, they're asking them questions, they're giving them surveys, and when these kids do certain things, it pops up a pop-up on the teacher's computer that lets them know the emotional status of your child, and then they use that to dig in, and that data stays with that child as part of their history all the way until they graduate. So God forbid your child, you know, is in a depressive state and has, you know, a thought of suicide, and now they put that in the database. So now whenever they come time to make decisions on other things, well, we can't let little Johnny do this because little Johnny thought, you know, 9 years ago one time, at a very fragile point, that he might want to, you know, do some harm to himself or somebody else. It's a slippery slope, and these people are fully weaponizing the education system against our families and against our kids. TASB, I mean, I know you probably talked about the National Association of School Boards.
Yes, of course. And that's where I say they have ties all the way to the top, right?
Exactly. You need to find out if your state is still contributing money to that, your taxpayer money, you need to tell them to stop that. States are exiting that program, but that organization is the one that put out the document that said that parents who raise issues should be viewed as domestic terrorists, and you might need to contact the FBI. Folks, I'm not Al-Qaeda, I'm not Osama bin Laden, but these people think that you and I are exactly that person.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this is critical. This is serious. This is beyond our imaginations that it could get this divisive, this police power oriented so quickly, ladies and gentlemen, but it has. And Weston Martinez has really been kind of the tip of the spear in what's really going on. If you want to learn more about him running for land commissioner, WestonForTexas.com. And what we're going to do is we're going to have him come back. We're going to talk more about him being a land commissioner. We hope he wins. We'll do all that we can to help that happen. And we're also going to talk about how we're putting together some training, as Weston kind of mentioned during the show today, some CSPOA training to really find out where Sheriff stands. I asked the important, poignant question, hey, where does this sheriff stand on this thing? Is he really just a new sheriff and not really realizing? Or has he decided he's going to be kind of one of the bad guys? You know, time's going to tell, ladies and gentlemen. But this is serious. Where does the sheriff stand? Will he take the training? Will he apologize? Will he do all that he can to work on this? Where do we go? And we're going to find out, ladies and gentlemen. Williamson County Sheriff Mike Gleason, where do you stand, sir? I'm going to openly, publicly ask this question, and we're going to find out. So those two things are coming up in a future broadcast. Weston, if you had just a couple of seconds, what would you tell the world?
I would tell the world that you need to reach out to your family, get beyond Facebook, get beyond the iPhone, reach out to your family during the holidays, tell them you love them, tell them that God loves them, and that there's nothing that they can't be forgiven of or from, and let's try to strengthen the family, because that is what this is all about. This is all about tearing down the family. And go to my Twitter and Facebook page. I put the link on there where you guys can make a donation to Jeremy Story and Dustin Clark for the Legal Fund and follow Sam's program. God bless you guys. Have a great program.
Thank you, sir. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Weston Martinez doing a phenomenal job on your radio. Liberty Roundtable Live on top of all the news as it breaks with more details and accountability than anybody on your radio and or TV for that matter. All over the country and beyond, ladies and gentlemen, we tell the tale. We are truth tellers, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, would you please? We're doing the very best we can. This is really, really important stuff we're working on, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your financial support to get it done. WestonForTexas.com to learn more about that. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.